Hey guys, it's me, Jen, your favorite storyteller from Lather, Rinse, Repeat. Today's episode is Like a Wild Animal. All right, guys. So in one of my previous salons that we had, it was fairly large. We had multiple departments, massage, waxing, hair, esthetician. So one day this gentleman comes in and he wants to buy a gift certificate for his wife for a massage. So the reservationist helps him with it. All is well. He's nice. He leaves. Fast forward a few weeks later, and the woman arrives for her massage appointment. And she says to the reservationist, "Hey, my husband bought me a gift certificate. I booked for today, but I can't find it." And the reservationist says, "No worries. Let me look it up and see if I can find it for you." And now, guys, a little bit of perspective. This was many years ago, and the salons were just getting computers, and so the gift certificates were still handwritten on paper. Which, yes, tells you guys that I'm old. And no, don't try to figure out how old. So anyways, the reservationist says to the woman, "Listen, I'm so sorry, I can't find it in our log." And she says to the guest, "Let me go ask the manager and see if she can help me come up with a solution or find it somewhere." So she goes across the salon and she gets the salon manager, and they walk up front to talk to the woman, and they find her waiting. And of course, she is a little bit agitated. So the manager tries to find it through like our certificate stubs, any kind of log of it, but there was no success with that. So she says to the woman, "Listen, I can't find it, but that's no problem. If you just give me your driver's license, I'll take a copy of it and I'll use that as the gift certificate sale." Well, the lady did not like that. Now she starts getting angry. "Why do you need my driver's license? This is ridiculous." And the manager says, "No, really, it's not a big deal. It's not a problem. I'll just copy it and I'll use it as proof that the gift certificate was used in case you did lose it and someone finds it and tries to use it later. It kind of just protects the salon and the massage therapist. And then this way we'll get you in for your appointment." Well, uh-oh. Now she's pissed. And now she's yelling. "What do you think I'm doing? You think I'm a liar? You think I'm a thief? What the hell kind of place is this?" And the manager is very calm and she's like, "Oh, no, 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 ma'am, not at all. You're still getting your massage. It just helps us keep track and make sure that, you know, God forbid nobody tries to use it again." Well, she did not like that answer. And now she's getting very, very, very loud and very angry. And in the meantime, the poor massage therapist has no idea what's going on. So she arrives up front to greet the woman for her reservation, where the woman now decides to turn her anger on her. And the screaming and the cursing and the "what the fuck is going on and what's wrong with you people." And guys, this is a pretty big salon with a lot of people working, which means that it's full, and it's full of guests as well. And it's getting loud and people are noticing. And so now she's screaming, she's cursing, she's pacing the lobby. And our lobby at this time, it was pretty big. I mean, it was like 500 square feet. So we had a couple couches, we had a snack area, we had a really large bar with stools at it that guests could sit and make their reservations or just hang out. And she's all over the place. I mean, she is pacing from one side to another. So guess who the girls up front decide to go get? Oh, it's me. How lucky. How exciting. So I go up front. I said to the girls, "No worries. Let me calm her down. Let's see what we can do." Well, guys, that was the biggest epic fail of my fucking life. Okay? She is now screaming. Spit is coming out of her mouth at me while she's screaming. She's shaking the bar stools. She's banging on the counter. She's tossing the bar stools around. Now she's chucked one across the floor. And yes, there are guests on the couches. And yes, there are guests getting their hair done. And now everybody is paying attention. So Now I try to get her to stop. I said, ma'am, you just, this is not a way to handle this. You've got to knock it off. But nope. It was not that simple, you guys. Calming her down was not the easiest thing to do. So, of course, I just let her know, listen, the bottom line is either you calm down and we take care of this and you get your massage, or I'm going to have to ask you to leave. So, of course, what was her decision? Of course it was to pick up the fucking bar stool and throw it at me. Of course it was. Well, wrong move, bitch, because I'm not that girl. So now I have the girls go get my partner, because I obviously am going to need some backup. I'm being assaulted. And the truth, I wouldn't fuck with her either. So as she comes up, we ask her again, please leave. And shit hits the fan. It gets even worse than I thought it could. Now she says, no, there's a lot of fuck yous. I was a bitch. I was a whore. You know the drill. The normal thing when you get hostile over being asked for a driver's license copy so you can get a massage, because that's a normal reaction by a human being. And the salon is in an uproar. Everybody's watching. All I know is she's starting to tear up the lobby. It's getting very bad, so we had to make a quick plan. So we decide someone is going to hold the front door open, and we are going to use our bodies to start walking and moving her towards the front door. And now she's fighting us. She's pushing, she's pulling. She's holding on to the handle of the door. She's using her feet to try to not go out of it. So we use all of our strength together as she's clawing at us and the door. And we shove her out of the front door with all of our might. And we shut it quick and someone locked it. Needless to say, guys, we step back for a hot second and take a breath. Because this was one of the most unbelievable things I think I've ever had to do in a salon setting. I mean, it's one thing to ask somebody to leave because they're being agitated, but it is another thing to be assaulted and also have to put your hands on someone to move them out of your building for the safety of everyone in it. So after we take a breath, we get on the phone, we call 911, we let them know it was a very agitated guest. She started throwing things at us, breaking things in our lobby. We had to shove her out the front door. We locked it, but she is currently beating on the glass and beating on our glass windows. She's screaming, and they said, we are on our way. I said, thank you so much. As we finish that phone call and look over, she is pulling the door handles. She is pulling on them and laying towards the ground, like with all her leg power. And wait for it, because I wouldn't believe it unless I saw it. This bitch starts biting the metal door handle with her teeth like a fucking animal. I mean, I don't even know if she had any teeth left after she did it. First of all, disgusting. Second of all, what kind of lady are you? Biting on there. So this goes on for what feels like forever, but was probably less than 10 minutes. So the police arrive. They're trying to calm her down. That's no luck there. No fucking surprise. And now they begin to try to detain her. But funny story, guys. Someone pops up in the mix of all of this happening. And who is it? Well, it's her husband. And why is her husband there? Because he's one of the fucking cops that arrives. Karma. Karma and embarrassment all in one shot. And this guy, this poor man in front of his fellow co-workers, has to detain his own wife while watching her bite on a door handle. So now, as she's not anywhere near the door, he asks us to open it. He comes inside. He apologizes, I think, about 1,000 times. And we said, listen, we're going to give you your money back, but we are definitely going to trespass your wife. She is never welcome back here again. I said, and I would hope that you would make that very clear to her. He said, I understand. I think that's totally fair. Again, I don't know what happened. I'm so sorry. I said, hey, I said, I think you have a lot to talk about at home, and this is probably the least of those worries. So needless to say, we never saw her again. Shit, I don't even know if they're still husband and wife anymore. Pretty sure my husband would have probably left me for that freak out. So anyways, guys, you know, just another day in the salon trying to protect our business and protect ourselves and, you know, do some hair. And yes, we did have to continue work that day. We had another 8 hours to go. And it's another day in the life of a hairdresser. Thanks so much, you guys. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you next time for the next episode of Lather, Rinse, Repeat. Have a great day.